Agitarme.
Submit.
For effort. 60.
All set? Good. Okay, a very warm welcome again to everyone. Here we are already in our functional design meeting, and this is what we are going to do, the opening, which we are doing now. And a special note, I'm project manager, but on the meetings I'm also the secretary, which means I will make minutes as they occur to this meeting, and I'll also put these as fast as possible in the project folder, so you can see them. Review what we have discussed. If I'm right, there are three presentations. I guess each one of you has prepared one. Good. And we will also take a look at new project requirements, if you haven't heard about them yet. And then, of course, we have to take a decision on the remote control functions. And we have some more time, 40 minutes, but I think we will need it. I don't know who wants to go first with this presentation.
First.
Yeah.
Go first. Okay.
Well, should I go first with the users? I think. No, no, I can't afford.
Everybody already has.
Yeah, precies. Yeah, precies.
You can adjust them.
Okay. And one question. Your name, Danny, is it with a
AEA.
AEA? Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I want to explain the working design of a remote control. It's possibly very handy if you want to design one of those. It basically works as I wrote down in this summary. When you press a button, this will do, for example, when you want to turn up the volume, a little connection is made. The rubber button just presses on the
I'm sorry.
On a little print plate, which makes a connection that gives the chip, which is mounted beneath those the plastic of a rubber button, senses that your connection has been made and knows what button you pressed, for example, the volume up or volume down button. The chip makes a Morse code-like signal. Which then is signaled to several transistors, which sends the signal to a little LED. You know what a LED is?
No.
Okay. And that makes the infrared light signal, which is sent to the television set, which has a sensor in it to sense the signal of the infrared. That's basically how it works. The findings I found searching up some detailed information about the remote controls are that they are very easy to produce. It's possible to make them in mass production because it is as easy as printing a page. Just a fiberglass plate is covered with some coatings and chips. And the technology is already available. We don't have to find out how remote controls have to work or how to make some chips that are possible to transmit those signals. I made a little animation about how a remote controller works.
Animation.
Yeah, it's a little bug. It's in the smartphone.
Well, Well, subcomponent, I suppose that you understand what subcomponent this is. In this example, it's the button. When it's pressed down, the switch is switched on. So with the wire is sent to the chip in cooperation with the battery, of course, because to make a signal possible, you have to have some sort of electronic
infrared light.
Yes. after it's being composed by the chip, the signal is transported to the infrared bulb, and from there it signals a Morse code-like signal to the bulb in the telephone set. I wrote down some personal preferences about the remote control. Of course, it is very handy if the remote control is handheld, so you don't have to wind it up or something. It's very light to use it. I personally prefer that it come available in various colors and easy to use buttons. But I suppose that one of the other team members thought of that too. And it is possible for several designs and easy to use buttons. Perhaps soft touch, touch screen buttons, because the rubber buttons are always they can be slightly damaged, so the numbers on the buttons are not possible to read anymore. And well, as I said before, we can make several designs. Okay. Well, what's my contribution to this meeting? And
this meeting.
This meeting.
Can I go on? My name is Inke Jong, and I looked at the technical functions design of the remote. I did this by looking at examples of other remote controls, of how they look, and information from the web that I found. What I found was that the actual use of the remote control is to send messages to the television set, how you what you described, this thing. And this can be all sorts of messages, turn it on, turn it off, change the channel, or just go in the typing, play video text, but also play CD if you use your CD player, the remote control. There are some examples of remote controls. You can see they are very different. The one has got all the functions that you possibly need for a lot of the buttons, etc. And the other is more user friendly, with big buttons, and not all the stuff you can do with it, but the essential stuff is there. I guess you should look at a user-centered approach, because the customers have to use them, and if they don't think it's usable, they won't buy a lot of buttons they may think from either meets as much as that. Personal preferences is a simple remote with the basic functions that you can need. Use, but keep in mind the new functions of TV, what we discussed earlier, split screen, and is that a function that you should have because all the TVs will have them, or because of only a few and isn't really necessary. And then I would make so that you can use it on more than one appliance. If you have one that does with the video, it could also work with the stereo, because play is play and stop. You could reuse the button, so you don't have a lot of buttons anything. And it should be user-friendly, clear buttons, and not too much. And that's this my presentation.
Okay. Check. Thank you. Okay, so we're going to discuss the functional requirements of the remote. That means that functions users want to have on the remote control, or just yeah, the users actually. The method I prefer is we're going to look which section of the users we are going to focus more. Are the younger people going to buy the remote control or the elderly people? And then that section we're going to focus and adjust the remote more to that section than the whole user section. Okay. Some data. Younger people from 16 to 45 years are more interested in features like LCD screens, speech recognition, etc. And we possess about 2/3 of the market from in that range of age. The elderly people from 45 years to 65 years are not that much interested in features, and we possess less than 2/3, that's 2/5 of the market share in that area. Okay, findings. 50% of the users lose a remote often, so we don't have to make it very small, like a mobile phone or something, but somewhat bigger than small, so you don't lose it that much anymore. 75% of the users also find it ugly, and 75% of the users sap a lot, so the buttons should be that small or shouldn't be that complex, because you have to search for the buttons which one you're going to use. Next. Important issues about the remote. I think it would be better with the personal reference, but okay. Remote control have to have a low power usage, because 75% of the users only sap one time an hour, so the power usage is also one time an hour, so with a high power usage we would use a lot of batteries. The volume button and the channel buttons are the two most important buttons on the remote control, so those have to be found very easily and have to be somewhat like bigger, etc. It has also be have to find easily when the label is gone. My colleague also announced that label should be scratched off or will be obsolete. Okay. So if that's the problem, you also have to find it easily on the remote. Buttons, like my other colleague said, have to be minimalized, or should be covered, or in the LCD screen. The LCD screen is easy, because you have the LCD screen, you have the various options, put one option, and then you have all the buttons of that option, so the other options would be gone, and you don't see the buttons. So LCD screen should be easy, but an LCD screen, the problem with the LCD screen is that elderly people from 45 to 65 years don't use the LCD screen a lot. So we have to keep that in mind, that if you're going to implement LCD screen, don't have to make it that hard to learn or to use.
LCD screen as in touchscreen?
Yeah, touchscreen, yeah. The last but not least, younger people are more critical about the features, because they use the remote control more often and are more technical than the older people. And the older people spend more money and easily on the remote control. So we have to keep in mind to focus not a lot, not that much on the younger people, but also somewhat on the elderly people. And on my personal references, I don't have any more time to comment that, but like I said, LCD screen is easily to use, because you can implement a lot of buttons in one remote with not that much buttons. And it should be easy to use, especially the volume buttons, the channel buttons, and the number buttons to step through the channels. And that is it.
Teletext has become outdated since the popularity of the internet. So that's the first thing I think we should pay less attention to teletext. The remote control should only be used for the television, otherwise the project becomes more complex, which endangers the time to market and, of course, will make it. more costly, I think. Our current customers are in the age group of 40 plus. New products should reach a new market with customers that are younger than 40. You talked about it before. And a last point, but also very important, our corporate image should stay recognizable in our products, which means that our corporate color and slogan must be implemented in the new design. So we have to keep that in mind. Well, according to our agenda, it's then time to take a decision on the remote control functions. So, any idea about what should be on it and what shouldn't?
You said it should only
the television.
With one appliance? Or with one, only the TV?
Yeah, only be used
and
for television.
And video also?
Only the television.
Only for television,
yeah.
Okay. Makes it a lot easier.
So yeah, then you can, yeah, the requirements, no, functions.
Then it should have on, off.
Yeah, standby. Basics, standby, yeah, volume, channel, 1 till 2, 0
yeah.
Numbers on it.
Yeah.
Teletext doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other functions. Yeah, I had...
You can change from one number to 2 numbers.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's easy to implement a button with which especially do that, because some TVs, if you press the one and then the two, between 5 seconds, you make 12,
yeah.
And that's not relaxed to use it.
And, there are some models that don't accommodate that function.
So yeah.
The Philips television makes it possible in that indeed to press one and then
two.
And
then easy and fast.
But
yeah.
All the television makes use of those buttons, where you first press that button and then press two digits to...
Our main targets, HR, were 45 plus, or...?
Well, new products should reach a market with customers that are younger than 40.
40, okay, because younger people have now 16 till 25 age. Are 81% interest in LCD screen, from 26 to 35 of 66%, and 36 to 45 of 55%. So I think because on most remote controls, the print plate will be broken, how much, 2 years. You have to press very hard to go to the next channel. With the LCD screen, it's easier because you only have to wipe the screen for a fingerprint, and then you can use it again.
To make it very cheap.
Yeah, okay.
Are very expensive.
Yeah, but you don't know.
Probably even more.
True.
It's possible to make an LCD screen. How was the information?
Yeah, it only says that this percentage like LCD screen. And because, yeah, and it says that younger age between 16 and 45 highly interested in features more critical. And that's the only.
We should focus on that LCD screen.
Yeah, because our target is 16 to 45.
And will we not exceed our.
Yeah, you don't know how much it costs. Yeah, you don't know how much it costs, LCD screen.
Impossible to find out?
No, I don't have any costs here, I only have percentages.
Don't you have any buttons? Or because
yeah.
It's only direct at the TV, then you only
have.
I don't know what you want
to do. No, LCD screen just like a drone here. It just displays several buttons.
Yeah.
For example, if you want to minimal use a button such as channel and volume, it just displays four buttons on the screen, and it's possible to press them down.
Yeah.
Just like
yeah.
So you can adjust which buttons you want on.
Yeah, if you want to adjust, like for example, adjust the audio settings, you press audio on the touch screen and you get the buttons for the audio settings.
Yeah.
So the other buttons are gone.
So we're going for an LCD screen?
Yeah.
I think it's the most easier thing, yeah.
And hoping that when we produce a lot, it won't be too expensive.
No.
$12.50, I guess.
Yeah.
$12.50? Yeah. How expensive? Any guesses?
Well, I suppose if the markets are if the young people are interested in LCD screens,
highly.
Yeah. And if that is our market share to our goal to deliver those.
But he also said that we should not only focus on the women, but also the older.
Yeah, but.
Will they use it?
46 to 45, 32%, and 56 to 65, 12%. But our project requirements are the new products should be reached for new markets with customers that are younger than 40.
But you don't want to
the other. No, they're not now. But so. Yeah, but market share for 40 years and younger is higher than that of 65 and younger. Yeah, if it gets too much, too expensive, then yeah, we should be sticking to rubber buttons.
Yeah, can you, I think that they will send you some information about the cost of the LCD.
Nothing, no costs at all.
So if you, you receive an email about it, can you post it in the...
Yeah.
Can we post that in our project now? Cool.
I think that should, I think we all get the costs of everything.
Because you are the marketing
man. Yeah, okay. I'll post it.
Yeah.
Okay, LCD, yeah. No. Then you have 75% of users find it ugly.
The LCD?
Yeah. Oh, and 80% of the users would spend more money with it when a remote would look fancy. No, it'll look fancy with the LCD screen. Yeah, just the plain remotes, not specific LCD remotes.
Oh, alright.
So.
Yeah, maybe you can make something fancy out of an LCD remote because it's new, as far as I know.
Yeah, of course. And then you have the other thing that 75% sap a lot, but that's not a question with the LCD screen. Only thing you have to do is wipe the screen off once in its time to get all your fingerprints off of it. The most important things on a remote control are channel selection, volume selection, and power usage, and the teletext. But that is not of the question. Other things are. Sorry. Yeah, it could be. Yeah. Yeah, teletext.
Yeah.
And other less important things are screen settings, audio settings, and channel settings.
Yeah,
but
less
important. Yeah, it should be there, but not present.
Sub-menu.
Yeah, sub-menu, yeah.
And I think it's also important to, to not use batteries and use active, but happy batteries to,
in the brackets. Charge it. Yeah, but we don't have any costs now, so yeah.
Because when you get an LCD screen, you run it on batteries.
Yeah.
Batteries will be.
Power supply is one of the most important things. Yeah, I think it's not that easy, because I don't think people like it that you have to turn it on first and then use it. So I think it's better when the TV shuts down or remote shuts down.
And good standby mode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. After 2 minutes, yeah, 2-3 minutes, yeah. And then before an hour, when it's gets empty, then you have plenty of time to recharge it, or to put it in a charger. Yeah, is it slim? Is it? Yeah, because when you're watching TV, you're zapping, and you have to put it in a recharger,
yeah.
And I don't think it.
When you're done with
Yeah, okay, but then we have to be sure that the batteries go hours, 6 hours, 5, 6 hours.
Yeah,
Then.
but you forget to put it in.
Yeah, then you have a
You put
problem.
it on the couch and you don't
But you also forget to buy batteries.
Yeah.
And then you can't use it,
Yeah.
so
Or we have to be sure that the batteries last a couple of days when they're charged.
Well, I think the battery should work a lot longer than a couple of
Yeah,
days.
because you have but you have LCD screen.
Yeah, that's
High power usage.
my power uses, so it should be a standard move to put your remote control in the charger when you're done with
Yeah.
watching television. That's also a great advantage because you can't lose it anymore. Because
Yeah.
you
True.
are obliged to put it in the charger
Yeah.
and not
True.
to leave it in your couch between some cushions.
Yeah.
Okay.
You made a point there.
But then you also have somewhere where you can put the remote charger near your couch. Because otherwise you have to
Yeah, otherwise,
walk down
yeah.
and come across and put it on the TV.
Just a small device,
Yeah,
plug it
you
in,
have to
that's it.
rent it
Yeah,
apart and
like a
everything.
telephone charger or something.
And just the cable
Yeah.
or even a charger where you can mount it on.
Yeah.
Something like that. Just you.
Okay. Well.
Okay,
It has
well,
to be
I
easy to use also. Other things. Market share, speech recognition, I think.
some designs for the elderly could make it possible to enlarge the screen to make it possible
Zoom.
to not display a button at 10 points.
I think that should be standard.
But
Large
this is
button,
more a
large
question
buttons.
for you after I
Yeah?
specify.
Oh, okay.
Because we can look at perhaps 40 buttons on the screen, but the elderly only look at two buttons. Okay.
Did you say something about speech recognition?
Yeah, it says
Speech
also,
recognition.
yeah.
Yeah,
12.
number 15. 12.
That's also 91% 16 to 25, 26 to 35 years, 76% and 36 to 45, 35%. But
For
then
LCD.
I
Even bigger than for LCD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do speech.
Well, let's leave out all the remote controls and just put a microphone and
Yeah.
television.
90. 25.
Like a
Okay.
clock or something.
Playboy
Little
channel.
slower. Hey, that's an idea.
Turn the volume up.
Make sure you say the wrong thing or
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it has to be remote control now.
Yeah, the motor 12.
But they want to talk into the remote control
Yeah.
while talking or
It says only would you pay more for speech recognition in a remote control? It's the only thing it says.
Yeah. Do we want to implement that then?
I think LCD screen should be sufficient.
Yeah.
But when you look at the percentages,
Yeah, it says a lot, but
perhaps the option
speaker
should be
is of course even higher.
10%,
Why
20%.
Why
Yeah,
not?
well, maybe because of the cost, but nobody knows how
You'd
much
hope
No, I think it's better to have LCD screen because in the area of 36 to 45, we have about 30% of the market share in our hands, and 55 of those people want LCD screen and 35 want speaker recognition. So I think it's better to keep it with LCD screen.
Would it be useful to implement both?
Yeah, if the
Or
costs allow it.
don't know what can be done with the cost of 12
No,
buttons. It doesn't.
if it should be done, if it could be done,
Yeah.
I won't matter.
How
Yeah.
would you like to implement that? Would you say roll it up and then put it
Yeah.
in? Yeah.
Certain systems already exist, I think.
Then you also have to have different languages. If you go international, then
True.
it's easier to do
Yeah,
French and
true.
Dutch and English.
But that
Should be a better way to solve the
should be also with LCD screen, because then I think in Chinese it's different written, volume is different written than in Swahili or something.
Yeah, you can use iPhones for the
Also possible.
speaker and but that's better than language for the
So want to yeah, it's international. Okay.
Okay, what else?
So no speech recognition?
Well, if it could be done with
Yeah, we have to keep.
If
Yeah,
it could be done, should be done.
And with the different languages?
Yeah, that should be.
That's not so difficult, no.
Okay, just
Yes,
make
I
a separate
already know
remote
some
for each.
several voice-operated systems, and they are all possible to. Well,
Well,
I think it's
you
difficult.
could just make
Every language, you have dialects.
Yeah.
I think it's very difficult.
You have to speak so that you
Yeah.
can understand.
I think it can't be implemented, but maybe.
You can use that as an option,
Yeah,
like
it's an option, yes.
sound test or something.
50 euro cents.
Let's do speech.
Yeah.
Okay, so we only have enough money left.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I've written down an on or off button, volume selection, channel selection, digits from 1 to 0, or from 0 to 9. A digit, a button to switch between 1 and 2 digits, a mute button, a separate menu for teletext, a battery indicator. We're going to use a docking station, and probably LCD, and if there's enough money, speech recognition,
mm-hmm.
And the possibility to enlarge buttons or to have large buttons.
Yes.
With the teletext, it wasn't very important.
No, but
you also know color. I don't know if you should have done that.
Colors?
Yeah, when you press the red button, you go to page 102, and when you press the. I don't know if you should have done that.
I think we should, we could also implement the audio settings, screen settings, and channel settings, but as sub-menus.
Yeah.
The mainly, if you turn the remote control on, you have to see 1 till 0, channel and volume, and if you want to use teletext screen or audio, then you can press it.
Mm.
It should be available, but not yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but
it's
not yeah.
So does it confuse the user?
It have to be easy to use.
Well, search, if you want to use teletext, push the teletext button and then the options become available.
Design of it.
Okay, but no more buttons or functions?
No. What else can you do with the television?
I'm forgetting something.
I've got two examples here, but I don't think.
Play pause doesn't need to be there. Yes, so where is your presentation? You could check the other remote controls. Technical functions? Which one is yours?
Technical. They're a bit small, you should stretch them.
Yeah. Technical functions. Okay. Even kijken wat je hebt. Volume, mute, play. Ja, dat is eigenlijk in principe het enige. Free, slow. Ja, de zoom buttons. Ja, widescreen, high screen. Different things you have. Ja, yeah, different, ja. Yeah. Yeah, it should be available, but then in some screen settings or something. Yeah, screen settings, audio settings, teletext settings you have,
yeah.
Channel settings.
Yeah. So,
those four, and of course the main.
Yeah. So, first the main, and the other ones you
yeah.
can
yeah. Like tap screens or something, or I don't know. Something.
Okay, you can do this.
Right.
Yeah, if.
On what kind of television you got? Because if you don't have a widescreen television, you don't need to.
No, you don't, then you don't use it.
Support such operations.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to use it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you leave it alone. Yeah. Or it could be possible to have a standard version of the remote and an expanded version.
And do we want them in different colors?
Yeah. Colors. Yeah.
I think the main color of the control is the color of the LCD screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the device itself. Because how many percent, 80% would spend more money if it looks fancy.
Okay, so use a very, a lot of people.
Perhaps you can make it just for fun, like if it's
just for fun,
okay. So
but
then
make it, well, make it available in different colors. Sure.
Yeah.
Red, white, blue, black.
Rasta colors.
Right.
Yeah, see-through version.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you press a button, it turns green.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, signal for our last final 5 minutes. So I have the things I just read, and then we have separate menus for data text, screen settings, audio settings, and what else?
Channel settings?
Channel.
Yeah.
You should throw them on in one file. So options, and then you set them.
Yeah.
Otherwise
could be possible.
All those details, but think it's not.
Or like you have a menu button, you press. Yeah. Or otherwise, you have a menu button, you press menu. Then you have main usage, all the settings.
Yeah.
Okay, but we can work it out.
Yeah,
so
no problem.
So we have a general menu with the most used functions: data text, screen settings, audio settings, channel settings, and maybe there are options for the remote itself, like large icons or small icons.
I think because we don't have a lot of buttons on one screen, I think
yeah,
the buttons. Yeah, but like you have only have channel button, volume button, those buttons you
yeah,
can we can.
The LCD, right?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Then
any normal buttons?
No, normal buttons. Yeah, maybe only the on and off button.
But,
I don't think.
We don't need a special options menu for the remote itself.
No.
Oh well, you should be able to set which TV you have. If you
yeah,
have
sure, of course you need a settings button or a settings option for the remote control.
Yeah. But is the idea to use what you said, normal on and off button for TV?
No, because we discussed that you could charge it, otherwise it jumps to standby mode automatically.
The remote, but for the TV.
Yeah, for the TV, of course. I think that's the best thing is that to implement that one in the menu with volume and
but
channel.
Not
no.
Well, maybe there should be a separate button apart from the LCD because you can't turn it on when the LCD is off. So how do you turn the thing on? There has to be a on button on the remote.
Yeah, you tap. Touch screen.
Okay.
Yeah, then it's turn off.
The television
turn on.
Is on also, or just the remote?
No, just remote. The television don't have to be on. That one you can press on,
stand by,
then press on the remote, press on, and then TV should be available,
yeah.
Or not.
I don't know whether it's like a normal on button, or just
separate
for TV, so you can turn it on and then you can see the channel, otherwise you, I don't know whether or not it's...
A normal button on the remote control?
Yeah,
or a normal
to turn it on. Or you should put it in the SD thing.
Yeah, because when you touch the LCD screen when it is in standby mode, it should pop on.
Yeah.
Okay. Why would it be handy to have a normal?
Well, I guess if you use the LCD screen, you first have to search the on button and you then turn and then the TV goes on. But if you have a normal on button on the remote, then you do it on and then you search the channel.
Yeah, but I think the remote control, if you press tap the screen, it always should jump to the screen which has the volume button, channel button, and of course also the on and off button.
I think it looks a lot more fancy.
Yeah,
you don't have any buttons on.
Yeah.
So actually we're going to create a button less.
Yeah.
No button. Okay, well that's a unique selling point. Remote.
If you can afford
okay,
it.
Well,
if you can afford it.
For the discussion to our next meeting, because we're running out of time. For now, we're having a lunch break, and then there will be half an hour for the next share of individual work. I will write the minutes, if I can create them like this, and put them in the project document folder. Here are the individual actions for the other roles. And of course, specific instructions will be sent to you again by your personal coach, as we are. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Tot volgend jaar. Denk het wel. Ding is van, man. Jezus. Niet normaal.